Today is Epiphany. Epiphany means manifestation. And here is the manifestation and the mystery of the promised Messiah being made known or manifested through the signs that we saw read in our gospel reading, through all of Scripture, and through the people of God. Paul uses the word mystery four times in our scripture today. The word in the Greek New Testament is mysterion. So our English word comes directly from the Greek. A mystery is something formerly unknown, but now is made manifest or revealed or known. In some traditions, such as the Eastern Orthodox Church, they refer to the scriptures, baptism, Holy Communion, not as the sacraments, but as the mysteries. For in God's word and through what we would call the sacraments, God's gifts, God reveals or manifests his love for the world in Jesus Christ. Paul talks about his own ministry as the mystery being made known to him so that he can make the mystery known to others, especially the Gentiles, those who have not grown up in the Jewish faith and have learned the scriptures. But for everybody in the world, that everyone in the world would have the assurance of God's grace and love in Jesus Christ. This is the way God works throughout the ages since creation, Paul says. We see that in the mystery of the birth of the Messiah, the wise men who ask where the child king is, we see it in the mystery of King Herod, who inquires about this child for fear of losing his own power. We see the mystery made manifest in the wise men who search diligently for the child who is hidden away in Bethlehem. And God uses the scriptures, the star, and the people of God to lead them to Jesus, to make known the mystery to these people who worship him as King of Kings. Our scripture from Ephesians also reminds us of God's plan for us. We not only benefit from God's revealed mysteries, but we also get to participate in manifesting and making known the love of God and the good news of Jesus for the whole world. The gospel ministry, Paul tells us, is about making known the person and the work of Jesus. It's something that has gradually been revealed through the ages since creation. And our calling is to show all people the riches that they have and that we have in Christ, and that everyone has access to God through him. And just think about that word for a moment, mystery. It reminds us that we don't have everything figured out. Being a believer in Jesus does not mean that we have all the answers. We look back and we see where there was mystery about when and where the Messiah was to be born and then revealed. There was mystery when he did not fulfill all the expectations as an earthly king or as a revolutionary or as a freedom fighter to confront the foreign powers and free them from Roman occupation. Jesus did not become the world leader they wanted. There was mystery to him, even those who met him in his day, in his earthly ministry. He did not bring military and political stability to the world as they had hoped, but instead made known God's love to the world and for the world through his teaching, his death on the cross, and his rising from the dead. God indeed works in mysterious ways, as we often say. God chooses Saul a persecutor, an enemy of the church, to be a servant. He renames him Paul. And why he calls himself in our text the very least of the apostles and least of the saints. He calls him to make known the mystery of Jesus to those who have never even heard about the promise of the Messiah, the Gentiles, the non-Jews. And in the wonder and mystery of God, God reveals himself to you and to me. And it's humbling because we have not done anything to deserve such a revelation and manifestation, such privilege and joy. Our scripture says it comes from God's boundless riches and grace. The word mystery should remind us that we too are on a journey of discovery, just like the wise men from the East and the Apostle Paul himself on a journey. We also don't have everything figured out. We're learning as we are going. The mystery is being revealed day by day. We still have many unanswered questions. It should humble us that we will always have things to learn until Jesus fully reveals his glory. And it should give us joy on our journey to continue to grow, to learn, and discover just how deep and wide his love is for us. That boundless riches of Christ that Paul talks about. In the meantime, we know enough of the mystery of Christ to have the full assurance of God's grace. His love, his forgiveness, eternal life, the mystery of the eternal Son of God who gives his life on the cross and rises from the dead, that has been revealed. We know enough of the mystery of Christ to fully participate in making him known. Every time we share the hope and faith that we have in Jesus, we participate in making him known, this mystery made manifest. This is God's mission and plan, that everyone know we have access to him, as Paul says, a relationship with God, our Creator, by faith in Jesus. Oh, let the harps break forth in sound. Our joy be all with music crowned. Our voices gladly blending, for Christ goes with us all the way. Today, tomorrow, every day. His love is never ending. Sing out, ring out, jubilation, exultation. Tell the story. Great is he, the King of glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.